If you had to take a break and focus on something else, what would you do? Hey everyone, Carl Taylor here. I am host of this podcast, Entrepreneurs Rising. Thanks for joining us. If you are a long-time listener, welcome back. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Great to have you here. We are a mix of short little snippet episodes, and we have guests as well. So if you haven't gone back through the back catalog, there are over 100 amazing episodes with great guests and solo episodes from me talking about various things from building teams to systemizing to creating wealth outside of your business and inside of your business. So go through the catalogs. You definitely want to do that. But today, I want to talk about something that just popped up actually on my screen and made me pause. And I thought I should share this with you here on Entrepreneurs Rising. So this is a question by Paul Graham. He has released an article talking about this question. It is called Great Work. Okay, so we'll make sure the link to it is in the show notes, but you can find it at paulgraham.com/greatwork.html. Anyways, the question that he poses is this. If you were going to take a break from serious work to work on something just because it was highly interesting, what would you do? Let me say that again. If you were going to take a break from serious work, so let's think about that as, you know, if you're going to take a break from what you're currently doing so that you could work on something just because it's highly interesting to you, what would you do? Well, I can share from my own life. There are a couple of things that pop. One is I have always, for a long time, been absolutely fascinated by history of religions, Christianity in particular, but not just Christianity. I find the various histories of customs and why we do things and the stories that have been told and how they've shifted and changed over the years. And I just find that absolutely fascinating. The life of these people that we believe to have lived, or and what evidence do we actually have that they lived? I find that absolutely fascinating and highly interesting. So I would happily spend time exploring that. And I actually just recently had a conversation with Liz, my partner, about that. I was like, you know, I could imagine maybe down the line, you know, I just decide to go and do some studies and get a PhD or something just focused on the history of religions. And so that could be really interesting. And that's a path I will ponder from this question a bit further. The other side is something that I've more recently started doing. Like, I find and have found for many years the idea of why do we as people do what we do, human psychology, and how does that work in terms of the now, but also what are the patterns? Because we are made up of stories, and the way our brain works is linking of all these stories together. But we also have an innate part of us that is instinct, if you like. And I, in more recent years, if you've listened to some of the previous episodes, know I've learnt some of these concepts, like the concept of polarity, which is a more instinctual response between a man and a woman, or masculine and feminine energies, in terms of what creates that attraction, that polarity. And this, you know, is a standard that kind of seems to, at least from my research so far and my awareness and my own personal experience, seems to match across the broad spectrum of people and cultures. There's still this element of polarity gets created in these same ways. And so I see that as an instinctual level versus an intellectual level pattern. So we've got these intellectual patterns and then we've got these instinctual patterns. And I find that absolutely fascinating. And so, you know, in my youth, I was always looking at trying to understand how I ticked so I could get better. And my first book, Red Means Go, was about that. Like, what are the patterns of highly successful people? Here's what you can do to just continue to achieve success. And then later in life, I was useless with women. So I went down the pickup path and I started to learn, you know, there was a lot of stuff of like, do this, do that, which I don't necessarily agree with. But there was a lot around the human psychology of understanding what creates attraction, what creates, you know, both men and women. And that absolutely fascinated me back when I was a single man. And then in relationship, I now coach and work with many dads, and I've found for many dadpreneurs, but men in general, not just dads. Dads, it's probably more pronounced because when kids come along, there's a shift in the roles that the couple start to play, which can shift attraction dramatically. But if you're a man and you've been in a relationship for a long period of time, these shifts can sometimes still occur without kids. And what happens is, how do you bring that attraction back, right? Like the same thing you had back in dating. How do you bring that back into your day-to-day relationship with your wife, your partner? So I find that absolutely fascinating. And it's all mixed together. So whether that's business success, wealth creation success, you know, so much of wealth creation is a mindset and the stories we tell ourselves and getting over the stuff, the instinctual fears and things we have, as well as the relationship component. And this is what I'm exploring in the Dadpreneur program. I'm getting to scratch that personal curiosity itch, and I'm then sharing that with other people, my own experiences, my own resources and journey to help others just as I've been able to help myself. So that's what I do. Hope you found that interesting. I'm just sharing what I would do, my response to that question. But I'll ask you that question again. If you were going to take a break from serious work to work on something that just because it was highly interesting, what would you do? What would you do? Ponder on that. Think on that. Even better, action that. And if you want to, share it with me. Hit me up over on Facebook or reach out over at rising.show. That's where you can make contact with me and the team who run the podcast. All right, until next time, keep up the journey.
You've been listening to Entrepreneurs Rising. Thank you, dear listener, for tuning in. I appreciate your time and look forward to connecting in future episodes. If you would like show notes or any resources from today's episode, you can find them at rising.show. Rising.show. You can find show notes for this episode and all other episodes, as well as links to socials and the ability to reach out and connect with me, make your suggestions for future episodes. Until next time, keep up the journey.
This episode was brought to you by Automation Agency. If you're sick of Fiverr and Upwork and want a reliable team of experts who can turn your marketing ideas into marketing duns, then head over to automationagency.com and check out what they can do. Whether it's graphic design tasks for social media, your presentations, or tech tasks like building funnels and email automations, or content creation tasks like copywriting and video editing, Automation Agency is the one team you need to help you market your business and free up your time to focus on more important things. So go and check out automationagency.com.